This is The Not Adventures of Mr. Bean, a DCU Comicsverse fanfic written by Hearts Logos and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated G and contains the pairing Tim Drake, Jason Todd, with additional tags for alternate universe, no superpowers, cats, cat sitting. No, Jason, this is remarkably stupid. Tim braces himself against the door and tries to force it closed, even as Jason wedges his shoulder in. I can barely keep myself alive, something you've been casually throwing in my face since high school, and you want me to take care of your cat. You mock me over the fact that plastic plants somehow die in my care. Jay, do you see where I'm going with this? Yes, I do, Jason grunts, before shoving the door open and coming inside with the cat carrier. But I was just kidding before, and you're actually the only person Beanie likes. I'm pretty sure he likes you more than he likes me. Mr. Bean hates you because you named him Mr. Bean, Tim mutters, as Jason sets the carrier down on the floor and goes out in the hall to bring in the rest of the cat supplies. Mr. Bean also hates you because you try and give him unwanted affection and are generally a loud and obnoxious butt face. Hey, I have a fabulous face, Jason huffs. And it's only 2 weeks, Tim. And you've somehow kept yourself alive for the past 20-something years. With you and the rest of our mutual acquaintances looking over my shoulder at every turn. Tim sighs, crouching in front of the carrier to open it. Mr. Bean shoots out and goes to hide behind Tim's entertainment center, but not without giving a passing shot at clawing at Jason's feet. Did you give Mr. Bean a bow tie? Jason's answering grin is probably the reason why Mr. Bean is so cranky all the time. The man leaves with a hardly legible, probably scrawled out last minute, and completely unnecessary, as Tim has taken care of Mr. Bean before, just not in the long term. List of instructions for taking care of Mr. Bean. A swat at Tim's ass, and a casual, I hope he doesn't vomit on anything. Tim frowns at the door. Then at the entertainment center where Mr. Bean is hiding, then at the list in his hand. Jason is a veritable whirlwind wherever he goes. I pity the poor person who has to sit next to him on the plane, Tim mutters. I pity the entire conference, actually. Mr. Bean hisses in agreement. On the upside, Jason isn't one of those pet owners who feels the need to talk over the phone or Skype with his cat. No, Jason just calls to see if Mr. Bean has ripped Tim's face off or destroyed his furniture yet. And to complain about the conference while making subtle, or not so subtle, attempts at riling Tim up. Mr. Bean is a well-behaved cat, Tim deadpans. Unlike his owner. I think I like him better, actually. Hey, I'm totally well-behaved. Hey, you, shut the fuck up! Can't you see that some people are trying to talk on the phone? Jesus, people these days. Don't get killed, Tim manages to edge in, before Jason hangs up. Mr. Bean looks up at Tim and begins pawing at Tim's foot, a pitiful look of why on his face. Tim shrugs and kneels down to gather the cat up in his arms. Mr. Bean abruptly melts into a little bag of cat goop. Tim swears it's a little like holding a hot water balloon that vibrates when it's happy. It's just you, me, and YouTube runs of video games tonight, Mr. Bean. Tim sighs, curling up against the headboard and loading up a queue of portal walkthroughs. Mr. Bean melts out over Tim's thighs, and it kind of reminds Tim of Jason when he's drunk. Except Jason is a lot heavier, and has opposable thumbs, which he uses to try to get into Tim's pants, which, no. Tim is a firm believer of not having drunk sex. Morning after, congratulations, you're not hungover, sex is another thing entirely, though. The thing is that it isn't that Tim isn't good with other living creatures. It's just that when left to his own devices, Tim kind of gets absorbed in other things. Like television marathons, or projects for work, or cleaning, or reading. Things like that. And sometimes he forgets what day it is, and the next thing you know, Tim's been in his room for about 2 days doing nothing but work on this one thing for work, and hey, when did his refrigerator run out of food? Thankfully, Mr. Bean is the sort of cat who gets a tad bit in your face about his needs. Which is good, because Tim can get a tad bit, oh god, just tell me what you want, about everything. Mr. Bean hops onto Tim's desk and proceeds to walk all over his keyboard, paw at the screen, and generally get in the way, before shoving his face into Tim's hand. "Does this mean you want to be pet?" Tim asks, scratching behind Mr. Bean's ear. "Because I swear I just fed you." Tim glances toward the food bowls by the kitchen, just in case. And yeah, full. Mr. Bean idly bats at Tim's fingers, until Tim is forced to save his work and move away from the computer. "You really remind me of Jason when you do that." Mr. Bean shoots Tim the foulest look he's ever seen on a cat. "If you don't want me comparing you to him, stop acting like him. Though, I suppose you can't help it." This is Tim's life. Talking to a cat. Albeit a very expressive cat. Jason's cat. Because if it's Jason's, then it's automatically a cut above the rest and slightly abnormal. Like Jason's toaster, which refuses to behave at any other setting than lightly brown. Or Jason's house phone, which is actually trolling everyone. It rings twice before stopping, and just when you think that the cooler hung up, it rings one final time. Something about Jason causes things to go crazy. Tim included. Two weeks later, Mr. Bean is in a remarkably healthy condition, and Jason lets himself into Tim's apartment without so much as an, "I'm back," or, "Can I come in?" He spots the cat perched on Tim's kitchen counter, and swoops in to scoop the cat up before Mr. Bean even has a chance to make a run for it. Tim sips at his coffee, and watches the one-sided heartfelt reunion. "Beanie!" Jason coos as he cuddles Mr. Bean to his chest. Mr. Bean looks incredibly upset and shoots Tim this look of betrayal. "Did you miss me, Beanie?" Tim inwardly laughs at the image of Jason Todd. Leather, ripped denim, boots, piercings, tattoos, and muscles everywhere. Cuddling a fluffy Maine Coon with a bright red bow tie. Then again, it isn't the strangest image Jason has ever portrayed. "I told you you wouldn't kill him," Jason declares. Tim rolls his eyes and opens the carrier. Mr. Bean practically flies out of Jason's arms into the carrier and curls up in a ball of fluffy indignance. Jason grins. Yes, Mr. Bean is surprisingly resilient, though I suppose that's how he was able to put up with you for so long. "I'm wounded, Tim. Wounded!" Jason takes up the carrier, and Tim picks up the rest of the cat supplies to carry to Jason's car. "But seriously, thanks. It's not a problem." It really wasn't, Mr. Bean is a well-behaved cat. How was the conference? Boring. Jason huffs, as if I didn't know this shit already. I can't believe you are a teacher. Shut up. Jason hunches his shoulders, the tips of his ears turning pink. Anyway, how much do I owe you for taking care of Beanie? He didn't trash anything, did he? I told you, unlike you, Beanie is remarkably well-behaved. And you don't owe me anything. Tim tilts his head. It was nice. Beanie makes good company. I wouldn't mind doing it again. Yeah? Jason's fingers brush over Tim's as he takes the box of cat supplies from him. Tim bites his lip when Jason grins at him. Broad and slightly crooked, but sunny and ridiculously attractive. If Jason was teaching high school or college, Tim is pretty sure that there would be complaints about how unfair that smile is. Yeah. Tim folds his hands behind his back. But don't make it a habit. Mr. Bean might think you're leaving him for another cat. I would never! Jason gasps, hand over his heart. Mr. Bean is my one and only, Tim. How could you even suggest otherwise? You're going to give him ideas. Unhealthy ideas. Before Jason drives off, he rolls down the window and beckons Tim over. Tim, forgot something. Come here. Tim blinks, tilts his head as he leans down, only to get Jason's hand fisted in his collar and pulling him in for a kiss. Tim yelps, almost overbalancing, before bracing his hands on the window. He wonders what they look like. A man with piercings and tattoos driving a black sports car, pulling another man, dressed in a baggy t-shirt, pastel green cardigan, and gym shorts, into a really indecent kiss. They are the oddest couple. When they break apart, Jason thumbs Tim's lip and snickers. You totally like me better than Mr. Bean. Tim rolls his eyes, nips at Jason's bottom lip. Well, I'm not dating Mr. Bean now, am I? Nope. Jason pops the pee. Beanie, say goodbye to Mommy. It's time to go home now. Mr. Bean's eyes stare out from the cat carrier, baleful, and all sorts of, why me? Tim wiggles his fingers at Mr. Bean. Someday Mr. Bean is going to crush your throat in your sleep, Tim declares, straightening up and stepping away from the car. And I really wouldn't blame him. Jason flips him off before driving away. The end.